107.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Thousands of people have evacuated their homes in Northern California. Some lost their homes in the Holiday Fire just several years ago. This is because of the Park Fire. It's more than 300,000 acres in size, and some of the evacuees are scrambling.
Packed up what I could pack up in the car, me and the dog, and I got out.
That fire has also prompted air quality alerts for at least six states in the western U.S. Presidential race, much different than a week ago. Today, Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Massachusetts. Former President Trump and his running mate J.D. Vance campaign in Minnesota. One Biden administration policy would ban TikTok in the U.S. unless it separates from its Chinese parent company. The Justice Department Friday alleged TikTok used an internal system that allowed it and the parent company ByteDance to access user information, including when users viewed controversial topics. This is ABC News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu wrapped up his U.S. trip on Friday as he met with former President Trump in Florida. ABC's Matt Rivers has more from Tel Aviv.
After meeting with President Biden, Vice President Harris, and family members of hostages still inside Gaza this week, Netanyahu said he is confident a ceasefire deal that would bring those hostages home is within reach, though no timetables were given. Multiple sources have told ABC News Israeli negotiators will be in Rome today, meeting with mediators from the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt. Hostage families say they're more confident than they've been since last year that a deal could come soon.
Plane crash in Wyoming killed seven people, including three members of the Gospel Music Hall of Fame group, the Neelands, a family group based in Atlanta. Also killed in the crash, the chair of the Georgia Board of Corrections. There were no survivors, and the cause is under investigation. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. Three out of four people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. As Election Day draws closer, voters are paying more attention to a sweeping conservative plan to shape a possible second Trump administration. More from Roz Brown.
Project 2025 from the Far-Right Heritage Foundation includes standard conservative ideas such as slashing regulations, but also firing thousands of civil servants, dismantling the Department of Education, and giving more power to the states. David Nevins leads the Bridge Alliance, a network of organizations working to promote healthy self-governance. He's also co-publisher of The Fulcrum, where he's enlisted experts to share their thoughts on each of Project 2025's 30 sections.
The cross-partisan approach that we believe in some cases, the federal government can do certain things more effectively, in some cases, not as effectively. And that's the discussion we need to have as a nation.
Nevins believes many on the far right want to turn back the clock and erase societal changes that have occurred in the last 20 to 30 years. He says people can be afraid of change, especially when things are moving fast, but believes Project 2025 represents a lack of open-mindedness rather than seeking common ground to take democracy to its next level.
The reality of America is that we are a diverse country in terms of racial, ethnic, sexual preferences, religion. That is the reality. And if we're going to live into the pluralistic dream of our founding fathers and mothers, we have to learn to make that work.
While Trump has denied knowing much about Project 2025, Nearly two-thirds of the authors behind the plan served in his former administration. This is Roz Brown. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Foundation of New York.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 80s today. For tonight, mostly clear, upper 60s. Mostly sunny and about 85 on your Sunday. For Sunday night, scattered storms, a low around 69. Chance of storms again for Monday with a high around 84.
It's 79 degrees right now.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, have you heard of the recombobulation area? Well, Dan Schaefer's sitting in the host chair, folks. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
What is up, Wisconsin? You're listening to Raised in Wisco. I'm Joel Clayfish. Alongside me is Danielle Fairman.
Hello, Joel Clayfish.
Hey, Danielle. Raised in Wisco, your one-stop shop. How to enjoy the great outdoors of the great state of Wisconsin. What to do when you're out there. And what to do after you forage, pick, fish, hunt, camp.
Woo.
Bringing it to the dinner table, because me, it's all about food, and I'm excited this week about the weekly Wisco. Danielle, do you have an interesting weekly Wisco?
I have.
What did you do outdoors in the state of Wisconsin? We have had beautiful weather
over the
weekend. We have another forecasted beautiful weather weekend this weekend. What did you do? What's your weekly Wisco?
Well, everybody knows that I love dogs, correct? I feel like everybody does.
You have your dog in the studio with us
every week. He's
and
a great mascot.
I am not on, Jess can testify this, I'm not sure what you feed that dog, because I think the air in this studio is absolutely noxious from time to time.
Every once in a while.
Are that's from Bandit?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, don't blame it on the dog.
You know what? In this age of equal opportunities, I'm not sure who it's from, producer Jess.
I don't know. Producers, we sometimes get a little stinky.
This is so great. But my weekly Wisco involved Bandit this week.
Okay.
I have my absolute favorite park that I go to, the Menominee Park. It's on V&Q in Colgate.
Awesome.
But the great thing about Menominee Park is that back in 1880 to 1900, it was an old land and quarry stone.
Okay.
And so there's crushers down there. There's railroads down there. There's everything you would need.
Yeah, quarries are cool.
Yeah, they're so beautiful.
So cool.
But back then, they actually dug just a tad bit too far. And water got through, and it filled up the whole entire quarry within a week.
Wow.
It just completely filled up, so that's why some of the remnants from the quarry is still down there. So this place is not only great for the dogs, but since it's an old land and quarry, it's super clear. And scuba divers go there all the time. All of a sudden, you see a couple buoys just floating, and then a head pops up because people are scuba diving down there to go look
and
at
the head of somebody who's alive still.
Yes.
But having been from the television news industry, I was afraid you were going to say, like, a head floats to the surface.
Every once in a while.
I mean, it is very possible. You know, the old mob used to bury people in quarries. Like, they did the saying cement shoes, because they would tie cement to the feet and drop them in the water. So there, it is possible that you're... Okay, but to be clear, we're talking about scuba divers.
Scuba divers, correct. Yes, because they have to scuba dive with a buoy tied to them so people know they're below.
Okay, sure. So if there's a boat going by, you're not going to go over the top of a scuba diver without knowing they're there. That makes complete and total sense.
But there's no motorized boats allowed on this lake. It's just a...
Yes.
It's
how deep is it?
I'm going to... I honestly have no idea.
Well,
I did not
if it's
that
a
up.
Quarry, it's probably
it's
pretty deep. You know, this is, I did not think we were going to go there, but, you know, Raised in Wisco has a weekly, weekly Wisco, and Danielle's talking about hers visiting a quarry, and so many of these quarries have become public parks or are surrounded by public parks and accessible by everybody. So I encourage you to get out there and find a quarry because they are cool. They're filled with fish very often.
Absolutely.
They're filled with waterfowl in the fall, and many of them you can actually hunt on. And what a great surprise idea that your Weekly Wisco is talking about quarries, because that is something that, you know, if you're listening to Raised in Wisco, and we're thrilled that you are, mm-hmm. you can hear Raised in Wisco at all your civic media stations weekends at 11 o'clock throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Check out our website to find the civic media station in your area and listen to it as you travel throughout the state. And I've had people contact us throughout the state who said, yeah, I heard you in Hayward, or I heard you near Green Bay or Oshkosh. So make sure to make civic media and Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman part of your weekly listen, your one-stop shop on what to do in the outdoors and how to take it indoors to the table too. But what an awesome, that's a really exciting thing.
Oh, absolutely. And they have beer garden there. It's 464 acres of the perfect dog park. If you think about quarries, it has that big drop off, but it has all the stone going up to it. So it is absolutely beautiful. Highly recommend it.
Man, that's awesome. What a great idea. Well, my Weekly Wisco.
Yes.
And I have to, you're going to hear this deep, rich radio voice that just popped in there for a second. So I want to get him introduced right away. Bryant Johnson, a friend of mine for a quarter century, and from Catering by Bryant's, Bryant's on the Round, and Bryant's Dousman House. He's a chef extraordinaire, he's going to be sharing some of his secrets for cooking wild game and domestic game throughout the show today. I'm super excited about it. Bryant, what do you think? I mean, you've been on the show before over a year ago, which means we've been on the air for more than a year.
And you're talking about quarries.
I am.
We used to get kicked out of them.
Did you?
Why would you get kicked out of quarries? Oh, they were privately owned.
Privately owned, yeah.
Yeah,
you little rebel, you.
I have to admit, now, if you meet Bryant in real life, when you walk in and you see him, you're going to think to yourself like some biker dude or something. He's got this long...
See that. Yep.
Gray white beard
it's
that hangs
blonde,
down.
Joel.
Sorry, yeah. This long. It is radio, so I don't know. We're gonna go to producer Jess on this.
It's
is
blonde.
Bryant's beard blonde?
Sure.
Sure. Sure.
I mean, what really distinguishes white from blonde?
Pigmentation, I think. Well, okay. So his beard identifies as blonde. That's
just very fair blonde.
That's fine. If you saw Bryant across a room, you might think, he's like this tough biker dude. But he is one of the most gentle souls you'll ever meet, and he's absolutely magic in a kitchen. This goes back to, I mean, our old TV show we worked on.
Kill It, Clean It, Cook It.
Kill It, Clean It, Cook It.
At Bryant,
Fooleries. At Fooleries.
Yep,
in Okachi.
Exactly.
Bryant used to cook for it.
I think you made bear the last time
black
I remember.
Bear. He yep. made black
Jerry Garcia had a lot
that's
to do
right.
with that.
And yep. Jerry yep. Garcia did.
Oh, so delicious.
That
it's like an orange marmalade, I think he had with it. He had
ooh,
somebody.
It sounds vaguely familiar. It was delicious, no doubt. And it just goes to show how Raised in Wisco kind of brings everything full circle. I'm back on a station in a studio that I started in at 15 years old, 45 years ago or whatever, 40 years ago, whatever that was. Bryant's in here with us today, and we're going to be talking with him about recipes. And his Weekly Wisco this week was being ooh. Out on the lake, which is always a fantastic pastime. There's no doubt about that. My Weekly Wisco is actually a little bit more strange, and it ooh. Was in the outdoors. My daughter, Violet Clayfish, graduated from Kettle Moraine High School. As I've said, I always promised I wasn't going to be one of those dads who bragged about their kids. I can't
you
help it.
You should brag about your kids.
I can't
we
help
have
it. They're so
extraordinary
cool.
kids.
Yeah, they're awesome. And Violet graduated. She was the president of her student body. We had a bouncy house in the backyard. Now
everybody loves a good bouncy house. In
well,
the backyard.
This one was like a bouncy house kind of obstacle course. Have you ever seen those with the big slide on it?
Yeah.
So my fat rear end is out there And I'm trying to climb the slide, and I climb it, and there's 10 kids, and a couple adults decided we were going to try to climb the slide in the bouncy house. We get to the top of the slide, and of course, it starts collapsing in the middle. The air fans aren't strong enough to keep...
It's almost like there are weight limits on
it. Yeah. Well, what are you trying to say, producer?
You must weigh less than this. You must be this tall.
Uh-huh. Yes. Well, exactly. I obviously exceeded the weight. It starts to collapse, and I'm about to fall down this slope, this slide. I can't stop myself. And I go tumbling down, and I land on my daughter Violet's friend's mom at the bottom of the slide. I land on her. Kids are tumbling on top of me. I'm squishing them into the plastic. They're struggling to breathe. And the Velcro comes apart, and I slip between the two pieces of this thing, and I'm pressed against the grass underneath.
Help!
They jump out, and this thing kind of fills up around me.
The clayfish tackle.
Yeah. I mean, I felt like a gordita, for real. I'm thinking,
this is where it ends.
Get me out. And so as I'm struggling to get my face peeled away from the sides of this thing, I come up, and I'll tell you, I don't remember the last time I saw so many people laughing with giant smiles on their faces. And it was just a simple, that my weekly Wisco, the most exciting thing that happened this week outside in Wisconsin was just hanging out. Don't be afraid to get out there with your kids, and don't be afraid to make a fool of yourself. I'll tell you that.
Oh, well, I do that weekly.
Yeah,
that could be my weekly Wisco, is me making a fool of myself.
I think I do that daily, and it doesn't even bother me.
Nope, me either.
I'm not even fazed by it, and it probably doesn't faze Bryant either. I have seen Bryant, by the way, I have seen him jump into the frigid waters of Okauchee Lake before.
Ooh, did he do the polar plunge?
Seen him do the polar plunge in a Speedo, as a matter of fact.
Speedo?
Yeah. I would jump into the lake in November during a Packer game.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, if we could raise $500 for Make-A-Wish before halftime, I'll jump into the off the bridge into the frigid waters of Okauchee. And
ooh,
I've done that several times. Oh yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, I've seen it. Yeah. I've been there to witness it, and I've Bryant in all of his glory jumping off of the bridge into the frigid waters of Okauchee Lake. And I know you do the polar plunge too, don't you, Danielle?
Yep, actually the polar plunge, my first time was on the Kill It, Clean It, Cook It at Fooleries.
Oh my
they had
gosh.
The polar plunge there, and I did it last year as well. And it's a wonderful thing. I love doing the polar plunge. It's a good way to start.
You will never catch me doing something that could send my body into... I'm going to die early.
The
I'm not going to be
bath.
On this world
ice
very long
great
already.
For you.
Yeah, okay, but not, I
you're
don't think
young.
The shock of the ice bath is great for you. 53 years old, I'm already scared to death that I'm not going to live very long. I'm not going to do anything to purposely speed that up, although I do go alligator hunting, which contradicts that. Folks, this is Raised in Wisco. I'm Joel Clayfish. That's Danielle Fairman. We've got Bryant Johnson from Bryant's on the Round and Catering by Bryant with us today. And I'm very excited that you're here because we're going to talk about what Bryant does to make wild game taste great, what he does if you're just a domestic chef and you buy your meat from the store. We've got really exciting story to tell that you're not going to believe. You know, I take people hunting. That's something that I love. That is one of my passions. And I take so many people hunting, I don't always remember who I'm taking hunting. And I saw Bryant's face today and realized I took him turkey hunting with Jerry Garcia, a former cook for the Milwaukee Brewers tailgate series. Jerry Garcia, a guy I went to high school with. Bryant and I went hunting together, and we're going to talk about how that went. You're probably not going to believe it. Plus, this week's recipe, you got to stick around for that. And I'm going to tell you, too, if you haven't gotten out there, go into the woods. You're going to find ripe blackberries right now.
Ooh,
it's
are
a
you?
Fantastic time. They're on the tail end, which means they're real sweet right now. They're dark and they're sweet. And I take those blackberries and I heat them on the stove, add a little bit of monk fruit sweetener, and a little xanthan gum, thicken it up, and it makes a perfect low-carb, delicious sauce. How about
what?
That?
Xanthan gum.
Xanthan gum thickens it up just a little bit.
Huh.
You got to hear the recipes from Bryant, and you got to hear about his hunting adventure.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's entertaining. It's competitive. It's the Lumberjack World Championships in Hayward. Cheer on amateurs, semi-pro, and professionals at the Lumberjack Bowl on August 1st through the 3rd. Find a schedule at lumberjackworldchampionships.com. Also in Hayward, hop aboard a vintage trolley to learn about the city's colorful past and present. Four tours available Friday, August 2nd. Visit the Sawyer County Historical Society for details and registration. Over to Amory, and Friday night, August 2nd, it's the Revved Up Dance Party happening at the Mixa, fun venue with great music starting at 6 p.m. And celebrate the 71st anniversary of Flamborama, described as Park Falls' longest hometown gathering. Event planners say it's going to be bigger and better than ever. Save the dates to join the fun of Flamborama, August 2nd through the 4th. Enjoy, and until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to Raised in Wisco, your one-stop shop for everything in the great outdoors of Wisconsin. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman is the co-host, Brian Johnson from Brian's on the Round, and Catering by Brian is our guest this week, and we're going to get to some very exciting talk about food, which I absolutely love, and I think is part of every week of this show, and it's part of everybody's everyday life. However. Danielle,
yes,
Danielle, you've been giddy lately. You've been a little bit on the giddy side. I mean, I have known you for nearly two decades now. We've hung out. We've worked in the outdoors. We've hunted fish together. We've been on television shows together. We host a radio show together. And you've got this shoot-eatin' grin on your face. Can I say that, Jess?
You can say shoot.
Shoot-eatin' grin.
Yeah.
Fill in the word. Look at you.
Look.
Your face is bright red, Ben.
It's like somebody's tickling her.
I know.
My palms are all sweaty.
Your hands are sweaty. Your face is red. Your nose ring is about to pop out of your nose. What is going on with you?
Well, I left out one huge thing that happened this weekend.
Well, it's not really
that huge yet, but it's very exciting. So, My new boyfriend.
He's newish. I mean, you've been dating him for about 6 months, but you've known him a long time.
Yeah, I've known him for a while, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And I went to go clothes shopping and found out that Brookfield Square is practically empty now, which is very unfortunate. I have not gone there in forever.
It's unfortunate that malls seem to be a thing of the past.
It has. But we walked past a jewelry store.
Brian's just chuckling to himself. He doesn't know what to think yet.
And Josh asked me what size ring finger, in particular the left hand. He asked me what size finger I was, and I looked at him like, huh? What? What do you mean, what size?
Oh,
and then
boy.
Then he grabs my hand and he pulls out a chair and sits down. He sits down. I don't sit down. I'm just just giggling in the place. I'm like, why are we here? And we were at Rogers and Hollins because we walked past it, and he just wanted to know my ring size and what type of ring
goodness.
I like.
Inside Rogers and Hollins.
Inside Rogers and Hollins. And the owner of the jewelry store is just laughing so hard. Everybody in the store is just looking at me.
Your
I'm
hands
like,
are
what is
shaking,
happening?
Danielle. Your hands are shaking.
And she's
right
very
now.
Sweaty.
And you're sweating. My goodness.
She's not sweating. She's glistening.
Were you? Girls don't sweat. We glisten.
I'm going to ask you, were you sweating and shaking at this moment when this was happening?
Absolutely. I didn't know what to do. I sat down. I stood up. I sat. Well, this, I've been dream. It's every girl's, well, not every girl, but it's been my dream forever. Like, my goal in life is to get married and be a mom.
I have always known that about you. You've always wanted to
and I thought
get
I was
married,
with the right
have
person.
A family.
Like, things happen for a reason, and with Josh, everything is so perfect and so right.
Oh my gosh.
Every
well,
single
congratulations,
day.
Steve. That is, I want you to have that moment and bask in it because you deserve it. Everybody deserves joy in this world. I have to tell you, we so often in this country focus on work and getting things done that society deems as important. And we don't focus enough very often on our joy. And that's what we want you to be able to focus on when you listen to Raised in Wisco. I'm Joel Clayfish. That's Danielle Fairman. And Raised in Wisco is about how to experience joy in Wisconsin, the things that Wisconsin has to offer.
You should see her right
now. I know.
People can see her.
Yo, I can.
She can see her on Facebook and YouTube.
Yeah. Yes, and that's another thing. Join us on Facebook and YouTube, and you too can see the glistening Danielle with the bright red face and the shaking hands, talking about her first experience looking at engagement rings with her boyfriend Josh. Well, that is awfully exciting, and I'm glad we diverted from the outdoors to talk about that for a while because Danielle. Like I said, Danielle and I have known each other for about 2 decades, and it's very exciting to see that. What a moment you were here for, Brian.
Outstanding. I'm nervous and shaky, too.
It is a very wonderful thing.
I thought you were going to say, I'm nervous and shady. I don't think
you're a little bit of both.
You're a little shady from time to time, but you straighten out pretty well. Brian Johnson, who caters... who owns 2 pub and grills. One is more of a pub and grill. One's more of a kind of a high-end or medium-end restaurant with real creative creations. And you cater a lot. And you and I have cooked wild game together. And you've gotten really into the smoking of wild meat. How did you end up going from who you were growing up? And you grew up in West Allis, Wisconsin. Your roots are here. You've traveled the state and many other states in this country cooking and chefing. How did you end up down that path? What took you in that direction, and how is it continually evolving?
I mean, I started peeling potatoes and washing dishes at 14 years old from a family friend.
Yeah.
And I just got into it. Started, cooking and prepping and enjoying the taste of food. My father was kind of a home cook, a book, a recipe reader. And the girls loved it.
This was your ticket. You weren't necessarily a star athlete or something like that, so you thought the way to the women's
through the stomach.
It's not always the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. It's for us females, too. We love food.
I'm not going to differentiate. Mm-hmm. I think the way to anybody's heart is through their stomach. That's
absolutely.
Just how I feel.
100%.
Absolutely.
I mean, we even when we're going to talk on the show, Jess and I were talking about our mutual love for gefilte fish, which is a Jewish delicacy that some of the old ladies made for us down at the Jewish Community Center. Yes, it is essentially like meatloaf except made out of fish.
I mean, you can always try it.
I love it. I love creamed herring. I love all the Wisconsin type foods, Braunschweiger. And the coolest thing about Wisconsin and something we try to highlight very often on Raised in Wisco is the cultural differences that we have that influence our culinary influences here in Wisconsin. Do you find Brian, and we've got Brian from Brian's Catering on Raised in Wisco this week, our guest. Do you find the cultural influences of Wisconsin influence your cooking and how you cook when you cater or what you're setting up at your bar or restaurant?
Well, 100%. I mean, Wisconsin, I've been all over, United States, and people in Wisconsin eat differently. I mean, I'm very Polish. And there's a lot, there's nowhere Polish restaurants actually in Milwaukee. But pierogies. I mean, sausages,
certain spices,
fried bologna.
Ooh, I love it. I love bologna. I love shooting the bologna and eating it.
So with catering.
Come on, no laugh from that, Danielle. No. That was funny. Danielle's still giddy.
We got your dad joke of the weekend.
Thank you. That was the dad joke of the week, and nobody laughed at it. You can't tell if everything's going to hit. Folks, you're listening to Raised in Wisco, and we love having you along here. We're very proud of what we do and having expanded throughout Wisconsin on all your civic media stations. Weekends at 11 o'clock, and I can't wait for Bryant to tell us about his first hunting experience, because it was with me, and how to cook your wild game. That's exciting, too.
Wild horses keep dragging me away, and I'll lose more than I'm gonna win someday. Wild horses just stay wild, and her heart is all I bring. Wild horses.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Thousands of people have evacuated their homes in Northern California. Some lost their homes in the Holiday Fire just several years ago. This is because of the Park Fire. It's more than 300,000 acres in size, and some of the evacuees are scrambling.
Packed up what I could pack up in the car, me and the dog, and I got out.
That fire has also prompted air quality alerts for at least six states in the western U.S. Presidential race, much different than a week ago. Today, Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Massachusetts. Former President Trump and his running mate J.D. Vance campaign in Minnesota. One Biden administration policy would ban TikTok in the U.S. unless it separates from its Chinese parent company. The Justice Department Friday alleged TikTok used an internal system that allowed it and the parent company ByteDance to access user information, including when users viewed controversial topics. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Jordan Love has a new contract. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Jordan Love has agreed to terms with the Green Bay Packers on a contract making him the highest paid quarterback in NFL history. 4 years, $222 million, and a record-high signing bonus of $75 million, $155 million in guaranteed cash. The deal in Green Bay came down just hours after Love's agency, Athletes First, had completed a deal for Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, setting the bar for Jordan Love's contract. Brian Gutekunst.
He's our franchise quarterback, and we're ready to move forward. It's not like we're trying to make that decision. But at the same time, we want to put the best team around him we can. There's certainly the structure of it so that we can do what we need to do for our football team moving forward, not only this year but years to come. So we got a lot of work to do. You know, we think we have a very good football team, but we got to come together as a team, and he's a big part of that. So him being out there is important for us.
Baseball, the Brewers losing at home last night to the Miami Marlins 6-2. They'll play again tonight. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Partly sunny, highs in the mid to upper 80s today. For tonight, mostly clear, upper 60s. Mostly sunny and about 85 on your Sunday. For Sunday night, scattered storms, a low around 69. Chance of storms again for Monday with a high around 84.
It's 79 degrees right now.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Lake Air is looking for a sports play-by-play announcer. Lake Air will soon be your home for Amory Sports, starting with football this fall. If you love sports and have always dreamed of being part of a broadcast team, this is your chance. Here's an opportunity to make some extra money and enjoy the sports you love. Give us a call at 715-733-0539 or email info@lakeair.radio. Lake Air, WLAK, hometown radio refreshed. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba,
the host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman. When I first started watching Ninja Warrior, it was like, this guy was a track athlete. Now they train to be Ninja Warriors. It's like doing the Stairmaster to be better at the Stairmaster.
These were kids who grew up watching Ninja Warrior. They weigh 140 pounds. They don't have anything but muscle, and all they're doing is algebra homework, and they remind me how old I am.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
John Ellingson is our guest. He's one of the co-directors of the Eau Claire Cube League.
It's a Swedish yard game. You would toss a baton trying to knock down your opponent's cubes.
You have teams from all over the country. What are some of the other names that stuck out to you?
Cube Hand Luke.
Nice. Yeah.
The Salty Batons.
Oh. Do you call the last 16 teams the Swedish 16?
Oh, I'm writing that down. That's pretty good.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Monday's show, we'll check in with Brittany Merlot to take a look at the weather for the week ahead.
Then Rob Domofsky of ESPN joins us and tell us all about Packer Camp. Join us.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Now I'm on a roll and I swear to my soul, tonight I'm gonna paint this town. So bring me to
Raised in Wisco, I'm Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman is in the shotgun seat, along for the ride, having one heck of a week herself, checking out wedding rings for a possible engagement. We will keep you informed. Keep listening to Raised in Wisco Saturdays and Sundays at 11 o'clock on your Civic Media station throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Check out Civic Media's website to see where you can listen, no matter where you are in Wisco. You know, I was born and raised in Wisconsin. Danielle and I have been hooked up together, enjoying the great outdoors for nearly two decades. Mm-hmm. And we get to share our experiences with Wisconsin with you, which is the most exciting thing you could possibly have. I couldn't think of a better theme or a more enjoyable thing to talk about with you than why being raised in Wisco and living here is the greatest thing in these United States, which is the greatest country on earth. Bryant Johnson is with us from Catering by Bryant, owns a restaurant, a pub, and a catering service, and he and I have been hooked up together. Bryant actually did some cooking for our old TV show. Old TV show.
Remember that?
I definitely do.
Yeah, and that was fantastic. And Bryant, you have a way with turning wild meat into magic. And my question for you, and oh, before I get to that, I want to mention,
yes,
Bryant is going to be doing some outdoor wild game cooking for the Fowl Life when they come into town this fall.
Yep.
Very excited about that, too.
I'm nervous and giddy just like you are.
Yeah.
He does get very excited. He gets very excited about doing the media stuff. That's fair. He likes it. I love it too. It's so fun.
Yeah.
I mean, and to be able to have it be part of your career is really a blessing. And I'm excited about it. Excited to have Bryant Johnson on Raised in Wisco, this week's guest. Let's get to some brass tacks, Bryant.
I want to know about this hunt you keep building us up for. I'm ready. I've been ready this whole entire time.
Okay. So, you know, I run into people and I think to myself, I often look at them and I say, holy cow, I took them hunting before and I've long since forgotten about
it.
But I actually dragged Bryant Johnson and his chef, Jerry Garcia, out to the turkey blind.
Ooh.
And it was a day.
4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I think maybe even earlier than
4:30. Was this a spring turkey or a fall turkey?
This was a fall turkey. Yeah. Would you do it, Jess?
At 4:30 in the morning?
Well,
yes.
Okay. When you get up to go hunting, it's not like getting up to go to work. You're getting up to have fun.
At 4:30 in the morning?
Yeah, it wasn't easy.
I'm not going to lie. It's tough. It is the toughest thing about hunting. But if you want to catch those turkeys coming off the roost, those thunder chickens fly down off right at the break of dawn.
Mm, they sure
and
do.
And you got to be getting in while they're asleep. Otherwise, you're in trouble. Because if you're moving in while they're waking up in the trees, you got no chance they'll fly down the other direction. But this was a fall hunt. Actually, it was a winter hunt, wasn't it?
It was cold and miserable.
Way to build up the hunt.
Minute.
Good job.
And you had to carry all this stuff.
Aww. You sure know how to sell this story.
Okay, now Danielle knows that no hunt with me is miserable because I will drag along every accoutrement to make it comfortable as possible. But so we got Bryant and Jerry Garcia and me in a two-person tent, essentially.
Yeah, nice.
So three large-sized men packed in a blind with the three firearms and
three
turkey
chairs,
decoys, three chairs, and a heater.
We had a heater.
Oh, a heater!
Certainly, that was very comfortable.
It was very good. It was probably like
who fell asleep first?
Well, see, that was the beauty of it. As I'm enjoying the woods waking up and I'm thinking this is going to be great, we're going to see turkeys, I turn over and Bryant and Jerry are both not only sleeping, but they're snoring.
That was my call.
Yep.
Needless to say, it was one of the few times I've turkey hunted and we didn't have a turkey anywhere near.
Oh, no.
I can't imagine why.
Well, they thought that they were bears.
I can't imagine why.
Yeah, the turkeys were thought they were
what
bears
is that
in
noise?
The woods hibernating.
It was warm and comfortable.
Uh-huh. You
and
passed right
5
out.
O'clock in the morning or 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, look. I mean, I think that day was literally about like 15 degrees below zero when we got out there. I mean, it was frigid cold.
Wow.
But
yeah.
We ran that heater in there and it probably bumped it up to about 0 or 10 maybe.
Toasty.
In the blind. Yeah, toasty. And we dressed for it. It was fun. Did you have fun anyway? Because I had a blast anyway.
It was fun. And I still talk about it to this day. I mean.
Yeah, how do you remember
I know
this story?
I was snoring.
You know.
No, I woke myself up. Just like at home.
And next time we're going to bring a generator and run a CPAP for him while we're out there. And we want to have a snowball's chance in hell of having anything come near us. No, you know what, Danielle?
Goodness.
Danielle.
What?
All
what?
Joel did was take pictures of Jerry and I
drooling,
sleeping and snoring.
Yeah.
Well, there was nothing else to. I mean, I couldn't shoot any animals. I had to shoot pictures. What are you going to do? I have to tell you, though, don't forget, this reminds me of something. And Raised in Wisco is your one-stop shop for learning about the outdoors and how to actually use the outdoors. So I'm going to remind everybody out there, if you have not gone hunting in your life, August 10th at 10 a.m., the leftover turkey tags go on sale.
Woo.
Anybody in Wisconsin can hunt with our mentored hunting program. Now you do not need to have a hunting. You do not need to have hunter safety. You can buy a license and go along with someone who will take you. August 10th, anybody can buy a license. And I will tell you from experience in the past, everybody will get one. There'll be enough for everyone to try hunting. So I'm going to encourage you, Bryant. I know, Danielle, you're already going to get an extra. You probably have one for the fall anyway.
Sure,
I have one for the fall. Jess?
Jess?
I think you should get one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You going to take me?
I would be
yes!
honored to take you. I would be thrilled to take you. I think
you
we'd have a blast.
You guys all have right. a portable studio.
Okay. Now, you are hearing it. On Raised in Wisco,
so
on your
excited.
Civic media stations in Wisconsin.
Oh, boy.
Producer Jess has just committed to go hunting for the first time. You don't need to do anything. I will ask, if it's all right, that you and Danielle and I go so that you can fire a firearm first, the type that we use on the hunt, before we actually go on the hunt.
And yeah, that would be preferable.
We'll talk about some, you know, we will talk
oh,
about
this
safety.
Is so exciting.
This is really exciting.
Yay!
Hey, can I go?
What a great
home?
Show.
Of course you can go. Yeah. I was just going to say, you better get your license and go with us, too. I'm going to have to get a 10-man tent. maybe I'll just get a giant tent and put some cots in it. And then people can just sleep until they come in.
Yep.
I'm going to find, I'm excited. I'm really excited now. I'm going to find a spot that's got a big rafter of turkeys, 40 or 50. We'll get out there early, or maybe we'll just do an afternoon hunt and we don't have to worry about getting up early.
Oh, that sounds so lovely.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Well, it's
you
not.
Just, snagged them. They got it.
I know,
in.
But you don't have as much chance of being successful on a turkey hunt in the afternoon as
and
you do.
But you have much more likelihood of me being there.
Well, then I'm in. Then we'll do it.
I will have coffee and snacks, if that helps.
That always helps.
Well, I can bring the snack.
Well, yeah. Well, we've got Bryant from
yes.
Catering by Bryant. We'll have him bring some meat snacks along, that's for sure. This is really exciting.
I'm very
Producer
excited.
Producer Jess
on
is committed
August
to
too,
go hunting.
On the show on August 6th, I'll tell a reminder to everybody as well.
Yes.
Then
we
got
to remind everybody to get their extra license, get their leftover turkey tag. Because, guys, I hate to break this to you. We're close already
Super
to
close.
Hunting. We're about a month away from goose opening. And on the 14th or 15th, wild turkey and deer hunting opens
the
already.
14th. So
isn't
the 14th.
That crazy?
The first is September 1st is early goose. Early goose goes until the 15th. Then on the 14th, we have turkey season and archery season. Oh, I'm so excited.
I know.
It's here.
I'm one of those people. I love summer in Wisconsin because there's so much to do. But for me, there's even more to do. And there's nothing better in my world than when I have to decide what I'm going to hunt that day. If goose and duck and deer and turkeys all open, I mean, I'm scouting like a madman, knocking on doors, which reminds me, now is the time to get out there and ask those farmers permission. If you see wheat, it's going to be down by September 1st. They're taking it off already, and that's the first place those geese, this is your inside tip from Raised in Wisco from this week.
It's a good tip.
Wheat is the first place geese go, so get those wheat fields in mind, knock on the farmers' doors now, and make sure that you know, and make sure that you know where those wheat fields are, because those farmers' permission, that's really important right now.
Brian Johnson, was turkey hunting, was that your first hunting experience?
The first time turkey hunting, yes. I also deer hunted, and it was the same thing. I got set up in the stand, I got very comfortable, and I fell asleep.
I'm sensing a pattern.
I will tell you this. I cannot count the amount of times I've fallen asleep and woke up because I hear an animal in front and then had a successful harvest after that. So that's not necessarily a bad thing. But I want to know.
I've fallen asleep a lot.
I want to know, Bryant, the crux of this entire conversation. What you do? What is the magic about smoking and wild game that so often people are driven to smoke wild game as a fantastic way to serve it and eat it?
I mean, I think what you do with the raw meat to begin with, the brine is the key.
Talk to us about a brine for those who don't know what it is.
It all depends what kind of game you're using.
But venison.
Sugar, salt, and then like a garlic or like a smoke seasoning.
Is this a liquid brine?
Liquid.
Or a rub? Or how do you prepare liquid. The meat?
I mean, the game is very lean. There's not a lot of fat there.
No fat on wild game usually.
So whatever always like a wet brine because it soaks it up like a sponge.
Yeah,
like
okay.
Even turkey, chicken, any wild game.
Pheasant,
soaks
duck,
up,
goose.
Soaks up. Did you say duck, goose?
Two ducks and a goose. Sure, turducken.
But the lean meat sucks up. Brine.
How long do we have to leave it in the brine for?
24 hours.
24 hours.
Okay, so are you talking about taking a Ziploc, then you make the brine?
Just so it's covered.
And put it in the fridge overnight, or do you leave it at room temperature? How do you brine?
In a fridge, and then when you're cooking it, you always bring out any kind of meat, not fish, any kind of meat for 4 hours.
Okay.
Before
you cook it.
You always want to eat meat like pork.
Yeah.
Not chicken so much, but like
red meats.
You always want to get the room temperature.
Oh, I did not know that.
Before you start cooking.
Before you start cooking, I knew with steaks
and everything, and like with steak, that's the only thing I really knew it for. So
because you're starting with something. If it's in a fridge, it's 32 degrees or 33 degrees.
Right.
And then you're cooking it. You want the entire protein to be one temperature.
Okay. Makes sense.
And if you pull
it out of the fridge and cook it right away, the outside's going to be warmer and the inside's still going to be at 32. It's not going to cook at the same rate.
Yeah.
So you bring it out and then let's just talk about a roast. Let's talk about a venison roast, for example. You got it in the brine, in a big Ziploc or in a pan overnight in the fridge, and you bring it out and you let it sit for 4 hours so it maintains room temperature.
Then I would pat it dry.
Pat it dry, okay.
And then, dry rub it.
Okay. With your favorite, your favorite salty dry rub or not salty dry rub.
And then slow and low.
Okay.
Always
what
slow and low.
What temperature are we talking about?
Anything below boiling temperature.
Okay.
And it's the same thing when you smoke. When you smoke something, boiling temperature in Wisconsin, our elevation is 211.
Okay.
Oh, that's
very
fun.
Good.
So you should never smoke
above 211.
211. A lot of people do 225, which is close, but below boiling temperature.
That's fantastic. I did not know any of this stuff.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. And let me tell you, it is kind of no-brainer to smoke stuff. It's just a little work and preparation. Mm-hmm. If you do the preparation correctly, the actual smoking is kind of takes care of itself, and you don't let it go, you know, past that high temperature so it gets dry. And I'm excited because we're going to talk about what to do to make sure it maintains its moisture through that process. And our recipe of the week,
woo!
Wild Canada Goose Sausage Pizza.
That
sounds outstanding.
It's outstanding.
I want pizza.
Really
I'm Joel Clayfish. That's Danielle Fairman. This is Raised in Wisco, where you go to learn how to do it in the outdoors of Wisconsin.
Captain Morgan, oh, never leave dry land.
Those troubles, I forgot them.
Troubles, I forgot them.
I buried them in the sand.
Buried her in the sand.
So bring me to
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I'm going to talk about how candy and beer helped me get good at money. I am not even kidding with this one. You may have heard me talk about having a money meeting with yourself. That's what I started doing when I turned my money life around, and it is still how I keep my life on track today. But back when I was starting out, I needed some motivation to show up to those meetings with myself. So I let myself have candy if it was the morning and, you know, one of my favorite beers if it was sometime o'clock. Knowing that there's a treat coming if I sit down and look at how I'm doing with my money, that helped get me to the table. They're just little rewards. Swap in whatever it is that motivates you if it's not candy and beer, and schedule that money meeting with yourself if it's not something you're already doing. For more tips on saving more and spending less, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Every light is burning in a house across town. She's pacing by on the telephone in her faded flannel gown. Asking for a miracle.
I'm Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman and I travel the state, showing you how to enjoy the great state of Wisconsin from the fields, from the woods, from the waters, except in those sideways bananas, which I just don't do.
I do.
Kayaking is not for me. I'm not sticking my hand under a rock to catch a catfish with my hand either, and Danielle does that. I'm Joel Clayfish. That's Danielle Fairman. This is Raised in Wisco, your place to learn how to enjoy the outdoors of Wisconsin in any way that's possible. And you could make a list and try every day of your life and never accomplish it all. Could you, Danielle?
So much out there.
There's so much to do.
And there's wonderful apps about that, too, like the Civic Media app and then the Wisconsin DNR app that will let you know what is going on and how to get there.
Yes, and you could listen to us to learn about the state of Wisconsin every weekend day at 11 a.m. on your Civic Media station throughout Wisconsin. Today, we've got Bryant Johnson from Catering by Bryant. Bryant's on the round and the Dousman House. He owns. You got your hands in lots of pies.
I'm a very busy man.
I love pie. Pot pie.
I was at the Dousman House last night, too.
Yes.
Ooh-wee.
I was at the Dousman House about 4 days ago. I went in there for ribs, for rib night, and they had switched it to wing night, so I had wings. And Bryant Johnson has the right wing sauce that I invented 25 years ago.
He certainly serves it in his bar.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So if I want to have wings with my own wing sauce, the provider right wing sauce, I just go to Bryant's.
That is wonderful.
I don't have to mess up my fryer at home.
I definitely am going
fantastic.
To do that now.
Yes.
What night is wing night? Tuesdays?
Wednesday nights.
Wednesday. All right, I'll be there
Wednesday.
Finish
with us. We're talking today about how to make wild game taste delicious on the smoker. Brine it for 24 hours at least. Let it get to room temperature. Cook it low and slow. Is there any key to serving it then, Bryant?
Well, that all depends. I mean, it all depends. You always want something that's lean. I like fat.
I do too.
I love fat.
But that's why I like to take my wild game and wrap it in bacon, or I will rub it with mayonnaise or rub it with butter, and then I'll tinfoil coat it, cover it for a while so that it can, it pushes those juices back inside.
100%. If you take something that's very lean, you fill it or wrap it with fat.
So, Brian Johnson, with the goose recipe, the pizza recipe, could we brine the goose to use for this recipe?
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about our recipe right now.
100%.
Wild Canada goose sausage. How does that sound to you right off the top?
It sounds outstanding.
Yes.
So you need big sausage chunks on the pizza?
And people think making sausage is a very confusing or very difficult process. It's not. We're going to give you a real simple way to make wild goose sausage. And I want to be clear. A lot of people don't realize that waterfowl is a dark meat. Waterfowl is a meat that is very similar to steak. It's similar to ground beef. It's similar to the dark pork. It's similar to venison round. But so with wild goose, the first thing you want to do is you're going to take your wild goose and put it through a grinder. You can have a grinder. You can get a grinder real cheap, a hand grinder at the store. That'll work great. You can have a KitchenAid attachment. Grind your goose with the seasonings you like. We use mm-hmm. Provider Crosshairs because I think it's just so a good. Great combination of flavors. But if you like garlic, if you like salt, if you like cayenne, throw it in, in the grinder with the goose, and then add a fat. Now, I always use beef tallow versus pork because then you don't have to worry about how long you cook it. You can make it that medium or medium rare. You don't have to worry about overcooking it. Grind it together. Put your spices in it. And I always like a little bit of red pepper because I think goose should have a decent amount of or sausage should have a little bit of a spice to it. What do you think, Bryant?
Yeah, I mean, what would you do differently?
You know, with recipes, it's each individual's recipe, so you adapt. I mean, if you
I
like,
totally
I
agree.
I'm a heavy garlic guy.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know,
me too.
Love garlic.
Me too. I'm heavy and I love garlic.
Yeah. You know,
that's
fresh,
the one that gets us.
Fresh garlic, shallot. You can add that.
You don't have to swear, Bryant.
Any like distinct onion like that, which, you know, garlic and it gives such a distinct flavor.
I agree. I want to talk about something. I'm curious.
Yes.
Fennel is very often used in Italian sausage. Fennel is a taste that gives you kind of an anise kind of taste to it.
The licorice. Cookies.
It's a little licorice-y. Uzo
licorice.
Is a fennel.
Oh, yeah.
And in Italian sausage, and my heritage is Italian, they use a lot of fennel. But my wife personally doesn't like fennel. So I leave the fennel out when I'm making sausage. Or if I have my guy down the road's making bulk sausage out of a deer, I say no fennel in it. How are your thoughts on fennel?
Fennel is very distinct.
Yeah, it is very distinct.
Very
fennel
distinct.
Is, basil is, bay is. I don't put bay in my sauce. But this is the beauty of making the sausage yourself versus
right.
buying it.
Exactly.
You put exactly the flavors you like in it, and that makes a huge difference.
And even if you buy a store-made sausage.
Right.
So you go. You can add that, you know, throw it in a mixer. And add your own ingredients.
Or you can
to
squish it together with your hands, which is what
right.
I do very often.
If you
often.
Have gloves on.
And so we're talking about if you have gloves on, that's right. Or wash your hands if you're at home and you're the only. And cook it up to temperature. You're going to kill the bacteria.
Do all the right
anyway.
Things.
Just do the right things for it. I'm also a person who doesn't say you got to make everything from scratch. I do believe in shortcuts, and I think some people are afraid to do things. Well, you know what? Take half the recipe and do it with a store purchased pizza crust. Do it with a crust from Pillsbury. You don't have to go all in the first time you try something because very often that's what makes it overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
So don't worry about that if it's your first time out. That's, you know,
I 100% agree with you.
Yeah. You know, make it easy for yourself. Try this sausage. Try one of Bryant's restaurants. Head out to the Dousman House and check it out.
I'll be there.
Try out
tomorrow
Bryant's
now.
On
I love
the Round.
Them.
We love having you here. I mean, we're going to have you back again, Bryant. What a blast we've had. You know, Folks, I can't thank you enough for listening to Raised in Wisco. We love having you along the ride. There is nothing more exciting for Danielle Fairman and me, Joel Clayfish, than to share the great state of Wisconsin with you. Thank you for listening, and I can't wait to get into next week's features. It's going to be exciting.
Oh, and I got to apologize to my mom on the radio real quick that she heard the news from the radio before me. Sorry, Mom and Tom. I
love
you.
It's all right. Congratulations on your exciting adventures ahead, folks. We'll see you next time on Raised in Wisco.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to the organization Parents as Teachers, what that would mean for you, Mom and Dad, and your kids. Plus, all the news from the weekend. We'll recap it. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Fabulous Farm Bay, Pam Yonke here, bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings on WLAK. This isn't just for farmers, people. It's for anybody that enjoys food. Tune in 5 a.m. on Lake Air 1260 WLAK Amory.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Lake Air 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.